Twice a year, pilgrims come from all across northern Mexico and the southwestern United States to a Mexican village to pay homage to a faith healer named José Fidencio Constantino. His legions of followers reverently call him El Nino. In the years since his death in 1938, El Nino has risen to the level of a folk saint. He is venerated in song, prayer, and penance, to the dismay of the Mexican Catholic Church. And as Mexican immigrants continue to settle throughout the United States, they often bring along the cult of Fidencismo with them. And NPR's John Burnett attended the biannual El Nino Fiesta in Espinazo last month. He has this report.
The night is like a hallucination. For the next 3 days, it will be normal for spirit mediums to dance in the streets and speak in voices from beyond the grave, for people to bathe in mud, and for men and women to roll their bodies up a rocky street called the Avenue of Pain while their fellow pilgrims sing hymns of praise. El Niño Fidencio Constantino died 62 years ago here in the town of Espinazo. It's a speck on the map between Monterey and Monclova, about 4 hours south of Laredo, Texas. Twice a year, on his birthday in October and on his Saints Day in March, some 15,000 people crowd into a dirt road village normally populated by several hundred. The Fidencistas, as they're called, compare their unorthodox folk saint to Jesus. He lived in the desert, shunned material comforts, healed the sick, and cured lepers. And followers say his spirit still performs miracles.
I believe in him because I've seen what he does. And he saved 4 of my family members.
Frank Ochoa is a 32-year-old framing carpenter from Amarillo, Texas. He's here to carry a cross 6 miles as a penance to El Nino for helping get Ochoa out of jail for an offense he didn't explain.
When I was up there in Amarillo in jail, I asked him if he could help me out, that I would come down here and do my penance. Which, and then he, in a couple of days after that, I was already out, and the judge was already clearing me of all the charges.
Other pilgrims have come for El Nino's curative powers. A 65-year-old farm foreman from Mission, Texas, named Sylvester Perez, claims the Nino healed his paralyzed son by instructing Perez to apply a potion to the infant.
He says, but you got to do it 3 times, and that's it. Around 10 o'clock at night when you're all ready to go to bed. So I did it 3 times. And the third time, the pain went off. He quit crying. The third day, he was well. And then 2 weeks later, he began to walk.
Spiritual seekers have been trekking to Espinazo since the late 1920s, when thousands would camp here in the desert waiting for a consulta with the faith healer. Even the president of Mexico, Plutarco Elias Calles, came to the Niño and reportedly got relief from a skin condition. Today, the trip to Espinazo has evolved into a pilgrimage as scripted and obligatory for Fidencistas as the journey to Mecca is for Muslims. Spirit mediums called materias lead their followers, dressed in colorful capes and carrying banners in long columns up the Avenue of Pain. The processions terminate inside the building that contains the marble tomb of El Nino. Along the wall is a cabinet filled with glass jars containing blobs said to be tumors the Nino removed using a shard of glass for a scalpel. Once outside, the faithful can stop and enjoy the elaborately costumed dancers in the building's courtyard. Or they can continue around the corner to El Charquito. Here, men, women, and children frolic in a circular tank of fetid mud. It's the same pond, they say, in which the Niño cured and baptized his supplicants. A plump materia, wearing a white dress in the filthy water, performs a cleansing on an elderly woman. The oracle waves her arms and belches histrionically. The Avenue of Pain is lined with stalls selling every imaginable religious trinket stamped with the haunting visage of El Niño, with his dark, penetrating eyes and slack mouth. No trip to Espinazo is complete without a visit to El Pirulito, the sacred pepper tree, under which the Niño is said to have received his vision of sacrifice and service. On a good night, the Fidencistas will employ more than 6 groups of musicians to entertain them. It's said the Niño loved music, and a dance with a spirit-possessed materia is considered a good luck blessing. The third day of the fiesta climaxes with fireworks, whose shower of sparks rains down on the delighted throngs. The upturned faces illuminated by the pyrotechnics are the faces of the working poor, the farm workers, masons, maids, and janitors of this border country. For them, El Niño was the Messiah. Today, his spirit serves as doctor, marriage counselor, child psychologist, and confidant. Dr. Antonio Zavaleta is an anthropologist at the University of Texas at Brownsville who for 15 years has studied and sometimes participated in fidencismo. He describes fidencistas as people
who have husbands who are alcoholics, kids that are involved in drug trade, who are in prison, people who are physically ill or emotionally ill and who do not have access in the ordinary sense to health care the way you and I might have it. Those people are the people who gravitate to missions of the Niño Fidencio.
And they do so because they say El Niño gives his followers individual attention, a dance, a cleansing, even a back massage. Alma Martinez is an adherent from the town of Castroville, outside of San Antonio.
When you go to a misión, you go, you wait, and then you're probably attended to like a child. Whatever hurts, you say. You keep going, and he wants you to keep going all the time because that way he keeps up with you and prays for you, and he gives you confidence, courage, go on strength, positive energy, you know, a lot of that.
A dozen materias are channeling the Niño at once on a sacred hill outside of Espinazo called the Cerro de la Campana. Each has a devoted clutch of disciples, and each is speaking in the prepubescent voice of Fidencio Constantino. Contemporaries of El Niño claim he never matured sexually, despite living to the age of 39, hence his nickname, the Boy. A materia from Edinburgh, Texas, a 6'4" former deputy sheriff named Alberto Salinas is going into his trance. He is, as they say, bringing down El Niño.
Elevar nuestras súplicas con nuestra Madre Santa, la Virgen María, para que nos apoye en esta santa misión. Oremos. Padre nuestro que estás en el cielo, santificado.
Salinas is wearing a white tunic with a purple rope belt and holding a wooden crucifix. He kneels, bends over double, breathes deeply, and shudders. A few minutes later, he stands up with his eyes rolled back and his voice almost an octave higher.
Buenos días, mis criaturas de Dios.
Buenos días, mi
hijo. Fidencio Cintura Constantino, les saludo en Cristo Jesús.
An obese woman in green stretch pants from Saltillo, Mexico, asks El Niño for relief from abdominal pains. Salinas pulls an imaginary needle out of the cross on his cap and appears to insert it carefully into her lower back. He soaks a red handkerchief with perfumed water and snaps it all around her. Then he lays her face down and places both of his bare feet on top of her. The woman responds the way anyone would with a 220-pound man walking on their back. During an hour, Salinas consults with a 6 people. He says he and his wife survive on what his believers contribute to them, which is voluntary. Then Alberto Salinas, rather El Niño, agrees to an interview with 2 visiting journalists.
Hay personas que vienen. ¿Le puedo servir? Primero Dios.
There are people who come, and thanks to God, I can help them.
and there are people who come who I cannot help. God gives the last word. He decides who I serve. There are people who don't want to receive because they're closed-minded, and for them there's no remedy.
Salinas has been a Meteria for more than two decades, ever since he heard Nino's voice at the age of 27, he says, and felt drawn to it.
There was something magical about it, something very, very powerful that just drew me to him. I wanted to learn everything there was about El Niño Fidencio, and I started moving in that direction and came here and visited with Nino at his tomb for about an hour and then went back home to South Texas. I was fascinated. I was taken completely, completely, and I wanted to be, and I needed to be.
El Niño Fidencio was one of many Latin American folk saints adored by the people and shunned by the Catholic Church. There's the white-bearded curandero of South Texas, Don Pedrito Jaramillo, and the cigar-smoking, whiskey-drinking Guatemalan saint, San Simón. In northern Mexico, they invoked the spirit of Pancho Villa and a Spanish gypsy named Maria Catalan. There's even a Mexican patron saint of drug deals, Malverde. But none of the followings of these popular saints can compare to Fidencismo, with its complex rituals, traditions, vestments, and even a liturgical calendar. It's no wonder the Mexican Catholic Church abhors Fidencio. During fiestas, Father Joaquin Sergio González avoids his parish church in Espinazo.
Esto es en la cuestión mágica supersticiosa.
This is magic and superstition, he says, that occurs in people who are susceptible to occultism and enigmas. I don't deny that there are cures. A person arrives with a problem and leaves without the problem. I don't deny it. But to call it a miracle is a long process. The church has conditions, he continues. We have to certify the person was sick, and the cure has to be of a divine nature. They can't just raise their amulets and call it a miracle. Some Fidencistas seek recognition by the Catholic Church in the way the Church honors Our Lady of Guadalupe, but the Church remains officially hostile. In fact, the Bishop of Monterrey has branded all Fidencistas heretics. Yet anthropologist Tony Zavaleta has observed that practice differs from public posturing.
In terms of the reality of the little parishes out in the hinterlands of northern Mexico, the number of Catholic priests are diminishing relative to the number of Mexicans, and so therefore Catholicism simply can't keep up with the demand, and Fidencismo fills in a gap. Fidencismo baptizes, Fidencismo marries, Fidencismo buries, Fidencismo offers the Mass, celebrates the Mass, gives communion. And I've seen it many times. I've sought out Catholic priests. They will almost always admit, because if they were to alienate the Fidencistas or followers of other folk saints, nobody'd come to Mass. That'd be it. And so they're tolerant.
And Fidencismo is spreading. Zavaleta estimates there are from 150,000 to 500,000 Fidencistas, including dilettantes and devotees, from Central America to Canada.
This is a movement that is growing. With the Latinoization of Texas and the American Southwest and major Mexican-American communities moving into pockets, Atlanta, the Carolinas, D.C., it's not declining.
Fidencismo has grown so large it has fractured into two major factions. One is the Fidencista Christian Church, which is registered with the Mexican government and seeks to regularize the practices of Fidencismo. The other is loosely allied with an aging former acolyte to El Niño, known as Panita. The rivalry has at times turned nasty, but this year relations appeared to be peaceful. Despite the sometimes bizarre and chaotic street scenes, the heart of the fiesta is composed of thousands of intimate and mundane exchanges like this one. It is morning in the courtyard of a house just off the Avenue of Pain. A girl who looks to be about 10, with soft features and a pretty ponytail, stands self-consciously in front of the towering Alberto Salinas. His eyes are rolled back and he shudders periodically.
¿Cómo estás? ¿No tienes dificultad? ¿Por qué? Platicas mucho.
How are you? What's your problem? He asks. I talk too much in school, she answers, barely audible. Salinas gently chides, "Do you go to school to chat or to study?" "To study," she whispers. The girl says she wants to be a doctor. He smiles. "A doctora must study hard instead of chatting with her friends." The child embraces him, and he gives her a handful of candy and a good luck amulet. She rushes back to her mother to sit and watch as her brother, next, approaches this strange, benevolent man with the voice of a boy. John Burnett, NPR News, Espinoza, Mexico.
May God bless you. May God bless you.
Our story was produced by Peter Breslow, and this is Weekend Edition from NPR News, directed